The Americans. Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 18. Section 1. Origins of the Cold War. Before you read. In the last section, you saw the social and economic changes that would reshape post-war America. In this section, you will see how the Allied coalition that won the war fell apart, and the United States and the Soviet Union came into conflict. Former Allies Clash. What caused Soviet-American problems? The United States and the Soviet Union were wartime allies, but there had been trouble between them for some time. A major reason was that they had opposing political and economic systems. In addition, the Soviets were angry that the United States had taken so long to launch an attack against Hitler in Europe. Stalin also did not like that the United States had kept the development of the atomic bomb a secret. Americans were upset that Stalin had signed a treaty with Hitler before World War II. Still, at the end of the war, people hoped that the United Nations, UN, would help bring a time of peace. Instead, the UN became a place where the two superpowers competed and tried to influence other nations. Meanwhile, Roosevelt had died. Harry S. Truman had become president. Truman was a plain, self-educated man, but he had honesty, self-confidence, and a willingness to make tough decisions. Truman met with the British and Soviet leaders at the Potsdam Conference in July 1945. He reminded Stalin of his promise at Yalta to allow free elections in Eastern Europe. But Stalin would not listen to Truman. Soviet troops occupied Eastern Europe, and Stalin was not going to allow free elections. Question 1. What were three issues that led to hard feelings between the Soviet Union and the United States? Tension mounts. What did Stalin and Truman want for post-war Europe? Truman and Stalin disagreed over the future of Europe. Truman wanted strong democratic nations. He wanted the United States to be able to buy raw materials in Eastern Europe. He also wanted Eastern European markets for American products. Stalin wished to spread communism. He also wanted to control Eastern Europe to prevent another invasion of Soviet territory. He wanted to use the resources of Germany and Eastern Europe to rebuild his war-torn nation. Stalin also felt that war between the Soviet Union and the West could not be avoided. Stalin set up communist governments in the European nations occupied by Soviet troops. They became satellite nations, countries that depended on and were dominated by the Soviet Union. The United States answered with a policy of containment. This was an effort to block Soviet influence by making alliances and supporting weaker nations. In 1946, Winston Churchill described an iron curtain coming down across Europe. It separated the nations in the Soviet sphere from the capitalist democracies of the West. Question 2. How did Truman's and Stalin's plans differ? Cold War in Europe. What were the Truman Doctrine and the Marshall Plan? The conflicting aims of the United States and the Soviet Union led to the Cold War. This was a state of hostility between these superpowers, but one without military action. Each tried to spread its political and economic influence worldwide. Truman's first test of containment was when Greece and Turkey needed economic and military aid in 1947. In the Truman Doctrine, the president argued that aid should be sent to any nation trying to stop communists from taking over. Congress agreed. Aid was sent to Turkey and Greece. Western Europe was also in terrible economic shape. Factories and fields had been destroyed. A terrible winter in 1946 through 1947 increased hardship. Secretary of State George Marshall wanted to send aid to nations that cooperated with American economic goals. Then, Soviet troops took over Czechoslovakia in 1949. Congress saw the need for strong, stable governments to resist communism. It approved the Marshall Plan. The plan was a great success in rebuilding Western Europe and halting the spread of communism. Question 3. How did the United States begin to send aid to nations fighting communism? Superpowers struggle over Germany. How did the Soviets and the West disagree over Germany? East and West also disagreed over Germany. Stalin wanted to keep it weak and divided. The Western Allies thought Europe would be more stable if Germany were united and productive. Britain, France, and the United States combined their occupied zones into the nation of West Germany. Berlin was also divided into four occupied zones, but it was located in Soviet-controlled East Germany. The Soviets cut off all transportation to West Berlin. West Berlin was the name given to the zones occupied by Britain, France, and the United States. The Soviets said they would hold the city hostage until the West gave up the idea of German reunification. Instead, the United States and Britain started the Berlin Airlift. For 327 days, planes brought food and supplies to West Berlin. Finally, the Soviets gave up the blockade. The blockade made the West worry about Soviet aggression. The United States and Canada joined with 10 European nations in a defensive military alliance called the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Members agreed that an attack on one was an attack on all. Question 4. What led to the Berlin blockade?